I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last year on August 15th, the Taliban claimed control of Afghanistan amid the United States' chaotic troop withdrawal. Terrorist rule led to diplomatic isolation, and the country's economy tanked. Today, most Afghans rely on foreign aid just to survive. The future is bleak, yet hope remains. Reza with Global Catalytic Ministries in Afghanistan. We've disguised his voice for security purposes.
The people of Afghanistan are so tired. Islam has decimated them, and the Taliban has controlled them in such wicked ways that they're looking for any sign of hope. Their only hope is Jesus.
Connect with GCM at our website to help.
We want to start underground churches who make disciples in the darkest places on the earth. And with your prayer support and with your generosity, that really can happen. Imagine if one day we hear about 10% of the Afghan population has turned to Jesus.
And think of the times that you've grown in your faith. Chances are you didn't get there alone. You likely had a teacher or mentor, or you grew by experience. But imagine if you were cut off from those things. Sometimes deaf people feel that way in a hearing church. Door International's Rob Myers describes a conversation he once had with a deaf friend.
I asked about their own experience, and they said, yes, I get a lot of information out of a hearing church that provides an interpreter, but the biggest frustration is that I'm the object of ministry, but I don't get to be a minister. There's no opportunity to serve and use the gifts that God's given me in the church.
Door International empowers deaf Christians to reach other deaf people for Christ. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.